What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 26th of October. Or welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid, if you've been here before. If you're new, it's a video, it's a podcast, and it's an idiot talking nonsense for about 10 or 20 minutes. He'll be here in a minute. No, I'm only joking, it's me. Hope you've had a great weekend. I didn't even know the clocks went back yesterday. Threw me, because I got up really early. On Sunday morning, I thought I got up early. As it happened, I got up even earlier than I thought was early, so I was up too early for a Sunday. Ridiculous. There was once upon a time I didn't used to go to bed before that time. And there was me, up and about, twiddling my thumbs, didn't know what to do with myself. And then I had an extra hour to fucking deal with. So, yeah, I should have known that. I don't know why I didn't know. Probably because I just switch all the news. After doing this podcast all week and being so engrossed in the news, in the stupid news anyway, at the very least, then I switch it off. I don't want to know anything about news. I don't want to know what's going on outside. So I bunker down. That's how I didn't know that the clocks went back. And my iPhone. I think it was my iPhone. That was what triggered it. My iPhone, but my wristwatch hadn't, obviously. So that's where I got it. But there you go. Everybody else knew, except me. What's been going on? What's been going on at the weekend? John Bon Jovi's been giving some tunes for the Biden and Harris gig. Presidential election in America. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing, John Bon Jovi? Is it? I don't know if it's like, is he reached the point where it's cheesy now to have John Bon Jovi at your... or is he also reached an age now where that is a good gig for him? It's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, isn't Bruce Springsteen done that one? I was going to say Bruce Forsyth then. Fucking hell. He won't have done it. He's an English comedian, if anybody doesn't know who Bruce Forsyth is. A very funny one. Saturday Night's family entertainment, though, so a bit boring. But John Bon Jovi, again, Saturday Night Family Entertainment. That's what John Bon Jovi's now become. Anyway, whatever sells your man, and Biden is their man. I'll tell you what, fucking, it's the best of a, it's a vote between two fucking, two evils, isn't it? I've been watching some things about Joe Biden, and he ain't the cleanest, and, he's not the fucking best of the bad bunch out of the two of them anyway. I'm not sure who's better of the two based on what I've been reading and listening about him. He's done some fucking dodgy stuff in his time. He ain't clean. He ain't squeaky clean. Let's put it that way. He's got a lot of fucking skeletons in his closet. So he's up against Donald Trump. So, you know, I think Donald Trump's skeletons are all out of the closet now, aren't they? They're all over the fucking show. They're all in the... they're all doing the... They're all at his rally as extra votes. But Joe Biden isn't no... what am I trying to say? Joe Biden is no... he's not a nice guy, is what I'm trying to say. And also, he looks like he's fucking... He can't get his words out and everything because he's too old. That's why they're trying to bring in this new thing, isn't it? This new law that stops them... Is it a new amendment that stops people from... Or lets people take over if people start being too old and start losing their mind, if the president starts losing their mind? I think they're referring to fucking Joe Biden, aren't they? They are. Anyway, what do I know? I'll let you lot decide. Either way, it's exciting. It's entertaining, apart from the John Bon Jovi bit. It would if you're singing some of his old tunes. He's got to dress like he was when he was young, you know, like when he had all the spandex and the fucking put a massive wig on like he used to have. He's got to do all that. And then we'll get down with it. The UK's facing a horror Halloween. Horror Halloween? We're facing fucking horrible weather, basically. A hurricane. Horror Halloween as a 1,500 mile wide hurricane is coming. Epsilon, it's called. Hurricane Epsilon. That must have been named from another country. We haven't named it that. We call it silly things like Storm fucking Karen and Storm Brian and Hurricane Henry. You know, it wouldn't be anything. What's that one? This one's called Epsilon. Epsilon brings 60 mile per hour gales. Monstrous is coming. That'd be good. So anybody who's got, you know, hair, if you're going out with any kind of hairstyle, I think you need to put some extra hair lacquer on that day. Otherwise, it's going to get, you're going to get blown all over the show. If you're out on a date, your hair ain't going to look right by the time you get there. We don't get too many hurricanes. Be nice to see it. Nice to see it from a distance. I don't want to be in it. It'd be good to see it, like, you know. It's always good fun when there's no damage, of course, but when there's some funky weather. I love them hailstones. When the hailstones come down and start fucking knocking people out on the cricket pitch, that's what they were doing before. Big, massive hailstones, people the size of snowballs, and they were hitting people on the head and knocking people out. And bashing all the cars. I suppose it did a lot of damage, really, because it dented all the cars. But it's fun to see, because we were indoors and it smashed all our windows as well. That wasn't in England. That was in Australia, though. They get some freaky weather. We get some freaky people here, like this guy. A sunbed addict. He's a sunbed addict. And he claims he's proof that UV rays are not harmful after doing suntans for 17 years. He's only 36. It could be fucking, it might be next year when you get ill or get too fucking, too rough. And he's saying, he loves being dark. It's made him let in bed over 100 women. He's definitely darker than me. I'm doing the pale one. He's saying here, he says, I don't mind pale people. Some people can't help it or they like it. I'm naturally pale. I'm the pale rider. But he's also pale. There's a picture of him pale there. He looks better than he fucking does when he's brown. He looks like he's tangoed himself. He looks like he's umpa lumped himself. I hope he doesn't listen to his podcast. He looks quite a muscle fucker as well. Mike of Brighton. Oh, shit. He's in my town as well. He's where I'm living. I haven't seen him. I've not seen him around. I don't know him. I'm starting to think now, do I recognise him? No. Thank God. Anyway, each their own. He's out like he's got the bronze look. He's a bronze. He's got like the fucking muscles and the, you know. He spends more time on himself than the women do. I don't think that's no fun for the women. The woman likes to be the one who takes forever to get ready, not the bloke. Not wait. She doesn't want to then wait for the bloke who's still fucking going at it. He's still lying on the sunbed. And then he's looking for all his white clothes that can really spark off his brown tan. Anyway, where was I? It's Monday. There's not a lot to talk about today. That's why I'm lingering on the brown tan man. The tan, what they're calling him? White tan man. The white tan man. And mum headbutted, this one's from Friday, I think. I forgot to say it and I thought it was funny. A mum headbutted a P&O walker. A mum. They like to dish you first to show you that no mum should be doing anything like this. Couldn't just say a woman. A mum headbutted a P&O worker who caught her peeing in public at a ferry terminal. Classy lady. And what ferry terminal? Not the posh ones down south. Hull. She's in Hull, and she's been peeing in public, so one of the P&O workers, she fucking got up and nutted him. That's fucking a bit out of order. He obviously didn't grab her or anything, did he? Maybe he did, I don't know. But to get up and fucking pull her knickers up and then fucking go over and nut him. She's a classy lady, I tell you what. I don't know, she's a mum, I don't know if she's a wife. She can't be her wife. No bloke's going to fucking hang around for that. Whoever her bloke is, he's got to be on a domestic violence witness protection program away from her. She's probably like embarrassing to be out with and dangerous to go home with. Fucking horrible. Ladies, don't ever let yourself get to that state. Don't ever, ever let you get yourself to that state. Even when you're pissed, doing that, pissing up the corner like that. Is at least don't get caught. And if you do, don't go headbutting people. Just apologise and say, oh, I'm really embarrassed. Sorry, I'm not usually like that. Anyway, where was I? Cheeky drivers have admitted they love to go out for a drive in the nude. Is that legal? I don't know. Is that legal? It's not. I don't know if it's legal. Is it illegal to walk around the streets nude? I'm not too sure if it's illegal to do that, but even though the police do arrest you. But I don't know if it's illegal. Because I know some guy was trying to walk around doing it and the police kept picking him up and taking him to the police station. But I'm not sure whether it's... Or it's classed as indecent. You're dressed indecently anyway, isn't it? So I guess it is illegal. But driving around nude then in the car, is that... You're driving around... It depends if you're aroused, because that's another thing, isn't it? But nobody can see you from the waist up, and you know, it's not gonna. It would look weird on a cold day, wouldn't it? If you were like not from the waist up, on a hot day in Las Vegas or in fucking LA with your top down in the car, it looks all right. But when in England it's freezing cold, pissing down the rain, and you've got no top on, people are gonna start flagging. That's gonna flag, and people are gonna have a look, and they're gonna say, "Hang on a minute, he's got no bottoms on as well." Call the police, or get a better look. Come on, ladies. He's stuck in traffic there. Let's go over and have a fucking, have a mooch. Clean his windscreen. Have a look at his gear stick. That's fun from the Carry On films for you. What's the last one? You Will Yawn is another one. You Will Yawn more, not another one. Not even related to what I've just said. You Will Yawn more times than you eat breakfast. About 250,000 times in a lifetime. I could fucking do that in a day. I'll tell you what, sometimes I've yawned. Sometimes I've like... it's almost like I'm gasping for air. I'm yawning that much. I can get... It's usually down to tiredness rather than boredom. Ever been like talk when somebody's talking to you and then you're just... And you're just stifling a yawn. It's embarrassing because you know... They know... They think you find them boring, so you try and stifle the yawn. And they see you stifling it. I see people stifle yawns, and you know they've done it. So, basically, they're saying here, 10 times a day if you live to be 70. 10 times a day is nothing. Must be a fucking world champion yawner, then, if that's the case. Probably a few of you are yawning now. You're listening to me doing this podcast. It ain't meant to be... it's not meant to get you excited. It's meant to make you think about all the shit that's going on in the world. Shit news. All the news that's on the TV, that's a lot of fucking, you know, depresses you, doesn't it? I'm trying to bring some lightheartedness to the news debate or the news, news channel. Last one I'm going to do. A pensioner warm in walnuts with a hairdryer has sparked a huge blaze. He set his house on fire when he was trying to fucking... Who warms walnuts with a hair... I didn't even know you could cause a fire with a hairdryer anyway. There you go, you can. Did he set his walnuts on fire? Walnuts aren't flammable, are they? He must have just fucking fell asleep while he was doing it. How's he done that? Spread through the house. Destroyed his house. In Germany again. When in Germany when somebody... A bloke... took a Bunsen burner to a spider and chasing a spider, scared of spiders, and he's chasing it around with like that thing that you light the stove with and set fire to the fucking all the curtains and everything because the spider ran behind them and fucking destroyed his house. Now it's another German. So I thought the Germans were meant to be clever and a bit fucking, you know, in front of everybody else. Not them two. Them two are fucking way behind me. I wouldn't do anything like that. And I've done some fucking stupid things. Well, that's the last one, I think. Last one, then. A builder has put a kibosh on the spirit of Halloween by producing a video to prove there's no such thing as a haunted house. Don't go ruining it. I tell you what, it would have been funny if a ghost came and fucking bit his head off while he was doing it. He's saying that the bumps in the night are likely to be the results of dodgy pipes, creaky stairs, drafty windows, or mice in the walls. Well, I've got a ghost here. Dave, the ghost, he hasn't come in today, but he must be out. He must be out of the shops or something. He usually swings the door open when I start talking about anything sexy. And he's been on a couple of these podcasts in the past. But creaky pipes, in many 99% of cases, that's probably true. But what about the people who disappeared, who were complaining about ghosts in their house? And what about them ones that we see where you got a blurred photo and you see somebody at the window? Come on. There must be ghosts. If there isn't, it's just going to fucking ruin Halloween, like you're saying. He's trying to ruin it. So don't believe it. There's ghosts and there's danger and there's fucking serial killers, all that out there. Don't walk around with your fucking head in the clouds. I'll be on guard at all times. And I don't know how you can... you just got to get on with your ghost. If you got a ghost, Dave's all right. We get on fine. But if you get on with one, if you can find one that's dangerous, like a poltergeist, you got to move. But never mention it. Don't put it on the fucking... What was that one in London? Dennis Nielsen's house, was it? The serial killer? Somebody's... They've had to take £250,000 off the price of the flat because they just brought out a programme about Dennis Nielsen and he's fucking brought it all back out into the people's minds and psyches again. And it's the flat where he murdered loads of people. So why the fuck anybody would buy it at all anyway? But, you know... They're tempting somebody now with 250 grand drop in London. So some people are like, fuck you now. I really don't want to live there, but it's all I can afford, so I'm going to have to. I won't want to be that guy. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. You should get a ghost like Dave. He's nice and mild. he's friendly ghost. Right, I'll leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.